Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything that you want. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And I think two out of the three hosts this evening are down with some sort of sickness. We are down with the sickness on Free Talk Live. But we're here for you. We'll still take your calls. 855-450-FREE. Big news coming out of our very own Keene, New Hampshire tonight. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but Ron Paul was in town today.
Yep.
Did you go?
I did not make it. I was waiting for a friend to give me a call. We were going to do something, but he ended up not calling, so I could have gone.
He was speaking at the local college, Keene State College, this afternoon, and I, being involved with the Occupy Keene movement, knew that there was scheduled to be a mic, what they call a mic check, that was intended to happen this afternoon. Now, I learned yesterday what the difference was between a mic check and the people's mic. Now, we've been following Occupy Wall Street and the various other Occupy movements over the last several weeks on this program. And those of you who've been paying attention may have heard of the people's mic, which is an old protest technique that was developed to kind of be a workaround for laws against amplified sound. So, for instance, in New York City, Occupy Wall Street, it's illegal to use a megaphone, for instance, without some sort of government permission slip in order to do that. Mm-hmm. And so rather than the protesters violating the statute or ordinance, they came up with this people's mic thing. And I think it was decades ago this was invented. But the idea is, if you're at this protest and you want to address everybody, but there's too many people there, there's no way that they'll be able to hear you unless you have a megaphone, which you can't have. You then do the people's mic, where what you say is repeated by the people in the crowd. So it's a little bit of a clunky method of communicating in that it's very slow, because when you're doing the people's mic, you can't say more than a few. You can't say more than a few words at a time until people have, they have to be able to remember everything that you've said so they can, say it back. And so it just makes it very difficult to get through saying anything of any length to folks.
Sure.
But, it makes sense as to why it came about. I understand it, and it's been something that's widely used across the Occupy movement. Now, that's the people's mic. That's used for the purposes of helping to amplify somebody that they want to hear. There's also the mic check. And please feel free to clarify if I'm getting this wrong, but this is my understanding of it as I learned yesterday. The mic check is typically where they are kind of interrupting something. So, for instance, recently there have been some politicians, Karl Rove and some other folks, big corporate CEOs, this has happened to them as well, where they'll be in some sort of speech. In the middle of a speech, someone will stand up, multiple people will stand up in the audience from the Occupy movement, and they will mic check this person. So they will basically yell, mic check, everybody else yells, mic check, and then at that point they have a prepared statement of some sort that they will read, and they will read it in that amplified, human amplified kind of manner. Does it make sense?
Sure. Yeah, well, there doesn't seem to be too much of a difference, but
well, the difference is the mic check is an interruption
right
to someone who's speaking that presumably would not be on your side.
Right, but otherwise it functions the same. It's a call and response.
Yeah, exactly right. So the intention was to do that to Ron Paul today while he was speaking at Keene State College. And it was done. But interestingly, I was there for the planning of this. And I had told them, look, I'm not going to participate. I couldn't anyway because I was in Manchester supporting some folks out at a court trial. Mm-hmm. But I said I wouldn't participate in this because, while I may disagree with Ron Paul on a few things, I think that he's, as far as the Occupy movement is concerned, he's the best candidate for the Occupy movement.
Right. Hasn't he come out in favor of the occupiers?
He has, and
yeah, to some extent.
And he used this opportunity today to come out in favor of them again. And, in fact, he handled this very brilliantly. And we'll actually give you some of the audio from the event here coming up in a moment. First, let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Luther, and Julia.
Good evening, Ian, Luther, and Julia. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, before we get going, I heard some guy call in a couple of days ago and called you all hipsters. And that was a dumb thing for that guy to say. But I'm looking at a studio cam now, and the guy in the red shirt might be a hipster. Kind of looks like me. But anyway, that's beside my point.
You're talking about Luther. Why is Luther a hipster?
He just looks like one, really.
Just because of the bushy beard?
So just because I look like one, huh?
Yeah, kind of sounds like one. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you look like a hipster.
Shallow. I'm pretty sure I'm not a hipster.
I've seen the look at this.
I'm not so sure about that, man.
I don't know. Well, I guess you would know better than me.
I've done some research into this hipster thing, and I don't think Luther even comes close.
No, you don't have the high tops on.
Well, I mean, you look like the kind of guy that would wear glasses without rims, so I'm just saying.
No, actually, I don't.
You mean glasses without lenses?
No. Huh?
They wear rims, but they don't have lenses in the
glasses. Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, well, I guess you would know better than me, so.
So, did you have anything else that you wanted to share tonight?
Well, no, I called in to talk to you all about Occupy Wall Street. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
I think it's just full of a bunch of hipsters.
That's not true.
Nobody laughed at that.
Our Michelle 7 is down there right now, as a matter of fact. And she is not a hipster.
That didn't answer my question.
Well, wait. I mean, we've been talking about Occupy Wall Street. Is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live the last couple weeks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about it on and off throughout the last several weeks, and I think that that's a great thing. I think that people getting out there and networking and getting out and expressing themselves is very important. I don't believe that protests ever really change much of anything, but I think that they can be useful from other activism perspectives. And I was explaining to Luther last night where I think some real benefits have come from my attending these events here in town, here in Keene. I've been at almost every single Occupy Keene General Assembly that there's been from the very first event.
You know, what exactly is Occupy Keene?
Well, it's the same thing as, I mean, it's similar. It's in a similar vein as Occupy Wall Street. It's a group of people who are pretty upset with the status quo. They're coming out. They're expressing themselves. They are, coming together. They're planning things like this mic check of Ron Paul today. They're going to be mic checking Obama tomorrow. He's going to be speaking in Manchester.
Yeah, push them back. Push back the liberals. Woo-hoo!
Well, I don't know if it's to push anything. I think the idea is... I don't know how seriously you're taking this. Thanks for the call. I think that I don't think it's about pushing back. Yeah, he's a really funny guy.
Sure.
Anyway, I don't think it's about pushing back anything. I think that these people are upset, and they have a right to be upset, just like a lot of the people in the Tea Party were upset. So, you know, kind of like the Occupy movement is... It's not really fair to call it the left Tea Party. That's not accurate.
Right. It functions a little differently. I mean, they're
a lot different. I mean, they're camping out. Yeah. The Tea Party just came out here and there and did a couple things. I mean, the Occupy movement is much more consistent, much more, I don't know if principled is the right word, but much more dedicated to what it is that they're doing.
Certainly.
And, the big critique of the Occupy folks is that, well, they don't know what they want. Well, that's not true. I think each of them wants somewhat different things.
Well, I take issue with the ones who want their college paid for and things like that. And those are the ones that seem to be the loudest and the ones that seem to be they're the most in my Facebook friends. And that's the image I get of the Occupy movement. And I haven't really dug further, so to be fair, but...
Sure. I think that there are a lot of people that are there from the kind of that left perspective. There was a guy at Occupy Keene recently who was talking about positive rights, you know, the idea that you have a right to health care and that you have a right to a home and that you, you know, have these rights to things that other people have to provide you with, which, of course, isn't a right at all. That's basically you're forcing someone else to give you their product or service, and I don't support that at all. But I think that I can agree with most of the folks that I've talked to at Occupy about some of the problems that are out there. Like, a lot of them are very anti-war. A lot of them, they don't believe that corporations should have the level of control that that they do. And I agree with that. I don't think there should be corporations. I think we should have business, but not corporations.
Yeah, I guess that's where my disagreement comes with some of the occupiers, is they seem to not want business.
Let's come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts and observations. Also, audio from Ron Paul and how he responded to a mic check today. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with Instafire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. Instafire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. Instafire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at Instafire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You need collections done, you need to talk to our friends at SACL CAI. They've been behind this show for a long time, and they can help your company with collections, early out billing, and they'll purchase charged off receivables as well. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the Occupy movement and what spurred the conversation. Actually, our first call happened to be about it. Whether or not he was taking it very seriously, I'm not sure. But he was curious about how what our opinions are with regarding it. And Luther and Julia, the two of you haven't really spent too much time going to things Occupy.
Right.
Have you been to anything, Luther?
The first night somebody was camping out, I rode my bike down with you just to go check up on them. You were bringing them a radio. And then the first day that they were out with signs here in Central Square, I went out to maybe talk to a few people. But I was on my lunch break, and they were kind of disbanding at the time. So I didn't get into it too much.
And, Julia, you've never been to anything?
No.
So I've been to a lot of them, and I think that the most important thing about the Occupy movement, from our perspective, from those of us who believe in the ideas of liberty, who you know want to be free and want to allow others to be free as well, is that this is a movement like the Tea Party. The similarity with the Tea Party is people that are frustrated. That's the only similarity I think that it really has. Otherwise, it seems to me the Occupy movement is much more dedicated than was the Tea Party. And it's funny because they get in the inevitable yells of people driving by. They get a job. And somebody said that there was, I guess there was some kind of a study done that showed that the Occupy people have a lower unemployment rate than the average people in America. So plenty of the people in the Occupy.
Okay, but
jobs.
You have to admit that there's plenty of people on the Occupy, like Facebook movement, that are complaining about not being able to get jobs.
Oh, yeah, there is that. And certainly it has attracted its share of homeless people because at Occupy Wall Street, they were giving out a bunch of food before they got shut down by the local government there. So, you know, whenever you have a handout for folks, you're inevitably going to get some jobless, homeless people showing up for that. But you know, the people around here, they work. The people at Occupy Keene, you know, most of them have jobs from what I can tell.
Sure.
And I think that the best part about the movement is that it's a ripe group of folks ripe for new ideas. They get that things are pretty effed up around this country. And most of them understand that the Republicans and Democrats are not going to save them. They understand that. I was talking with a number of them about Ron Paul last night when they were talking about how they were going to handle their mic checking of Ron Paul this afternoon, which is making national news, by the way. And, you know, they got it. You know, they get it that the politicians aren't going to be the savior. That, you know, they think Ron Paul's like one of the better politicians, but they're not under the illusion that he's going to be able to save.
So what was their motivation for mic checking him then?
Well, this is interesting, right? So the motivation was they felt like if they're going to mic check a politician, that they should mic check all politicians. So like everybody that comes through Keene, they didn't want to be seen as or anyone that comes through New Hampshire, right? They didn't want to be seen as like kind of tacitly endorsing Ron Paul. But at the same time, the way they approached it was they only did it toward the end of his speech. So they didn't rudely interrupt him during the middle of his speech. And I think the reason for that was because even without my input, there were people within this movement, mostly leftists, who really understand a lot of what Ron Paul has to say. And they didn't, some wanted to interrupt him in the middle. Just because. That's just how they wanted to do it. But others were very reticent to do that. They felt like Ron Paul deserved a little bit of deference. And I think it worked out really well for both sides. The intention was for them to get press attention by doing this. And they got it. Politico, CNN, MSNBC all have reports out tonight about Ron Paul being, you know, supposedly interrupted by Occupy Wall Street. So they got the press they were looking for. And at the same time, they, I think, were more tactful than they could have otherwise been by waiting to the end of Ron's speech to stand up and do their chant. And so I've actually got the audio here. It's actually available. The video of this is available at freekeene.com right now. And by the way, from what I understand, this is the only video on the internet right now. So I think we've scooped all the major news sites thanks to Nick Ryder.
Here it is. On Wall Street, who are free?
See that right there, the 99% is something I really don't like about the Occupy movement.
Why is that?
Well, if you're talking about what it really means, right, supposedly, statistically, 1% of the world is richer than the rest of us, 99%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right there, what they're saying is that they don't like rich people. You know, it's not, I agree that there are some people who have gotten rich through the government, through political power, that shouldn't be. I think that people who earn an honest living, though, and are rich, and there's plenty of them, you know, the 99%, they don't like them. And I have a problem with that. And I also don't like I hate when people say to me, like, you are the 99%. No, I don't want to be lumped in with 99% of you jerks.
Yeah, I like to say that I want to be the 1%. You know, I'm not the 1% yet, you know, or something like that. Because I want to be rich, you know. I don't see why that's a bad thing.
So I get where you're coming from, and I think that there will be a lot of points of agreement. Like, you could clarify that with some of these people. I think that it's easy for people to say, well, yeah, I mean, rich people are bad across the board, but then you can come up with examples of how, well, wait a minute, not all rich people are bad. Here's some examples of rich people that are helping you.
Andrew Carnegie gave up about half of his net worth over the course of his life.
But you know what? If you're a rich person who has earned your money honestly and you don't give anyone everything, that doesn't make you a bad person. And I think that's where I really strongly disagree with, you know what I mean? The idea is that somehow this 1% owes all of us something because they're richer than us. And I don't agree at all. Nobody owes me anything.
No, I get where you're coming from. And I think you're absolutely right about that. But I feel like I think that people don't like rich people because they've never really thought too hard about it. And maybe they could be persuaded that the rich people that don't deserve it are the ones that use the power of the government, that use the influence of the state combined together with their company to crush their competition and to, you know, engage in unfair business practices and, you know, and essentially gain their wealth off the, you know, the harm that they could cause to others. And I think that they would probably be in total agreement with that statement that those people are bad guys. And then maybe you could show them that, you know, that no one can be equal in wealth. Like,
did you see
possible.
The video where Peter Schiff went to the Occupy movement and was trying to talk to people?
I heard the audio.
You could not talk to these people. He was trying to talk to them, and they were so mad that he was the 1%. They were screaming in, like, mass numbers.
Mm, some people were kind of talking to him.
Yeah, there was a few, but there was, like, and there was a lady who said, I'm the 1%, and I want to pay more taxes, you know?
Like,
and
go ahead.
And yeah. She's like, well, you know? It's just a bunch of hypocrites.
Well, that's so. Were the people that teach Tea Party. I mean, a lot of those people are hypocrites, too. They say
I like them either.
Right, they say they want liberty, but on the other hand, they want war, and they want all kinds of things. But it's those few that are what make it worthwhile. That's what makes this worth going to as a liberty-minded person, so you can talk about the ideas of freedom and maybe bring people on board. We're coming up.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do, dial in toll free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Luther joining us from his radio program, Puke in the Gang, at pukeinthegang.com.
That is correct.
So you can go and get more Luther there. More drunken Luther, actually, from what I understand.
Drunken hipster Lord. Luther.
Yeah, drunken hipster Luther. Sure, sure. We made mangrias this week. Show's not up yet, but a mangria is 3 parts red wine, 1 part vodka, 1 part orange juice.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, so we were all pretty fairly sloshed.
You tend to get more sloshed as the show goes on.
Yeah,
I heard some of the one that you did with Stephanie Murphy from the Sunday night version.
Yeah, I think that was episode 11 or 12. That was one of our best episodes.
I was very entertained.
We're definitely going to bring her back.
So we'll continue. Take your calls, and then I want to come back, Julia, and talk a little bit more about you and your thoughts about the Occupy movement. First, let's go to Jeff, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, there was an article on the Good Samaritan Laws on Mises.org the other day, and then this morning I saw a picture of, I think it was a UC Davis protest, where there's a cop just going down a line of kids sitting on the ground spraying them in the face.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
So it made me think, if somebody jumped that cop, could they use the Good Samaritan Law as a defense?
Define what the Good Samaritan Laws are.
Basically, if you see somebody that's in trouble, you're required by the law to help them out. So, like, if you see somebody getting mugged and there's a reasonable chance that you could stop it, the law says you're supposed to help them out.
I don't think that there's a reasonable chance that you could stop a police officer with multiple weapons and, I don't know, sounds dangerous.
Also, yeah, I agree. I'm just, like, as far as, like, a hypothetical kind of intellectual exercise for any, like, maybe liberty-minded lawyer out there, what they think of that concept.
Wasn't there an Indiana Supreme Court decision within the last few months that decided essentially you have no right to resist a false arrest, that you cannot use force to combat an illegal arrest by the police, that even if you know that this is wrong, what they're doing to you, and they're using too much force or whatever it is that they're doing that's illegal, you have to just accept it? And the idea is that, well, you can fight it later in court. So pretty much the cops can get away with any kind of legal illegal arrests or violent arrests that they want to. And I would imagine that same ruling would apply to anybody coming in from the outside just trying to come to the aid of somebody. But essentially, the people wearing uniforms and calling themselves the police are completely untouchable from a legal aspect in regards to them affecting their arrests. I mean, there are occasional settlements and occasional court cases that will rule in favor of the innocent victim at the hands of the police, but it's very rare that those things happen. Odds are good if you were to do something like that, you'd end up being charged with assault on a police officer, and you'd be in some pretty big trouble.
Yeah, and that would be after the beating. I realize the law is whatever they say it is rather than what they even write down, but, you know, just as a thought, I was curious if anybody had any opinions on it. So, but yeah,
there you go, Jeff.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That'll do it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call at 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement, and Julia, you've been sharing some pretty strong opinions about this. Number one, your main point was that you feel like a lot of the people in the Occupy movement basically want to screw the rich over, that they feel like rich people are bad and that they should have their money taken away from them and redistributed to the people that aren't as rich. And I guess my question for you is, didn't you used to be a liberal?
I was, but I wasn't really strongly liberal. I was just, I'm not a Republican liberal. I didn't.
So you never had that
actually,
feeling about the rich?
No.
In the past?
No, I never hated the rich.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I did either.
I guess I'm just wondering if you could empathize with them having ever been in the place where these folks have been and maybe changed your mind. But if you haven't, then that's fine. But it seems to me like even if you are starting with somebody who's coming from that perspective, it's still worth it to go to these Occupy events if you love the ideas of liberty, because there are people there that maybe don't feel as strongly, and maybe they're more open-minded towards other ideas. And perhaps if there are enough liberty-minded people that are around, then maybe they could positively influence discussions and people. And I feel as though my presence there and the presence of other liberty activists in this area, at least in Keene, has basically, you know, skewed the direction that things have gone in. I'm relatively heavily involved, and as a result of my participation and my assistance, you know, I'm not just standing there, I'm assisting these folks and, you know, put up their website for them and did some other things as well from the kind of the IT perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where the other day I had one of the ladies who is one of the more active people in the group. When we were discussing something, she looked over at me and asked me for my opinion on something, which, you know, if I were some sort of being seen as an interloper of some sort, I would have not ever been asked, you know, for me to share my thoughts on an issue. And there have been all kinds of other things that have come out of this. Luther, you and I were interviewed for a newspaper article last night by the local college newspaper.
Yep, and I was pretty drunk for that. I hope it went well.
You sounded all right. I mean, I heard most of your interview, but that happened because I was going to these Occupy Keene things, and I met that reporter, and I met another guy reporting from Yahoo News that was there yesterday as well. So it's good for multiple reasons to get the liberty ideas in front of people who, many of them, are open to new ideas. That's what I think. So there you go, 855-450-FREE. I'm not going to say that I've converted anybody. That's not my goal. That's not what I'm there to do. I'm not there to target somebody in specific. I'm not there to harp on a position or anything like that. I feel like my role is to help out as much as I feel like I can help out, because they're doing activism, and I'm an activist, and I want to go out and do activism with other people, and these guys are doing it, and they're doing a great job of it. In fact, we were playing the audio from the Ron Paul thing here, and today he was speaking in our very own Keene at Keene State College, where he was mic-checked, as they call it, where folks from the Occupy Keene movement stood up during toward the end of his speech and delivered kind of their own little statement about how there are people in prison and that they're sick and tired of this. The statement is from them was, "We are the 99%. We will be heard. There are criminals on Wall Street who walk free. There are protesters in jail. There's something wrong with this system. We are the 99%. We will be heard." So they were relatively succinct, which was good. That was one of the points of discussion last night, because somebody really wanted to just kind of ramble on with this lengthy, you know, this treatise that they wanted to deliver, and that did not go over well with most of the groups. So they ended up agreeing on a very short statement, and they did it toward the end. So I thought they handled it tactfully, and the way Ron Paul handled it was perfect. And so I'll play the rest of the audio.
Be heard. You feel better?
Very gracious.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
He said, do you feel better? After the whole thing, they went through their spiel,
right.
And Ron was, according to the report on MSNBC, he was smiling the entire time, and afterwards, you know, he waited a beat until after they were done, and he asked them if they felt better, which, what a nice way to respond to what essentially was some level of interruption. I mean, he was pretty much at the end of his speech, as I understand it, so let me continue, though, because he had a few more words.
Because if you listen carefully, I'm very much involved with the 99. I've been condemning that 1% because they can rip it off. But the people on Wall Street got the bailouts, and you guys got the bill, and that's what the problem is.
He wraps up his speech, walks off the stage. So, I don't think he could have handled that any better, personally.
Yeah.
It was smooth. He was very gracious about the kind of this interruption. I guess it really was the end of his speech, so I don't know how much of an interruption that it was. But he handled it graciously, was funny about it, and used it as an opportunity to kind of take the side of the Occupy movement. And he has said other things in the past that make it clear that he supports at least some level of what they're doing. He's spoken in favor of civil disobedience in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically in relation to Occupy Wall Street. In another quote he said in a different issue a few weeks ago, when asked about Occupy Wall Street, he said that he thinks it's very good and very risky. Very risky being kind of the disobedient part of what they're doing. But at the same time, it's clear that Ron Paul supports the Occupy movement for not necessarily everything that every occupier stands for, but just the fact that it's a disobedient movement.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearm retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. So if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, no problem. Just go click download and get as many shows as you want. Going all the way back to late 2006, there's no logging in or membership fee or any other hassle. You just go click and download, and they're yours. FreeTalkLive.com. We talked a lot this weekend on Saturday about Bitcoin. So if you missed it, go grab the archive from Saturday night and download it. The first hour and a half, we had Roger Ver on from MemoryDealers.com, and he is a Bitcoin fanatic. He first heard about Bitcoins when we talked about them on Free Talk Live. He got into them and is so into them now that he's convinced that Bitcoins are going to change the world, that they're going to be one of the best things to have ever happened to not just the Liberty Movement, but also the world itself, to separate money from the banks, to take money out of the hands of the 1%, to take money out of the hands of those who are controlling it, the central bankers, and put it in the hands of individuals, decentralization. And you can go to memorydealers.com to buy Bitcoins. You can also go to weusecoins.com to learn more about Bitcoins. And it's just an amazing currency. It's free market. It's peer-to-peer digital cash. You can use it anywhere in the world without having to ask permission from anyone. Can't be counterfeited or inflated. Go and learn more at weusecoins.com and buy some over at memorydealers.com. It's really exciting what Bitcoins already allow us to do individually and what they could allow us to do on into the future. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Doug's in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Julia.
Hey, if I give you a quick my Occupy Minnesota story, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, please. Doug? Well, I wanted to hear it. I don't know. Doug, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been up a couple times to Minneapolis on some business and court stuff, but I always like to talk to some of the people. So the last time I was there, the police and the county has shooed most of them away. There are a few who are still there camping and a few signs up braving the police presence. And so I asked this one guy who was sort of holding down the fort, I said, hey, I kind of support you guys. I just hope you start to realize who the real power is. Do you know where corporations get their power? And he goes, the taxpayers. I said, well, no. And I pointed to the courthouse behind him. I said, it's from the government. You know, I used your line that the corporation is just a file folder up in the office somewhere that gives these people limited liability from things they might do. And that's the real power. And then he said, yeah, and then they make contributions to the politicians' reelection campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, I got that guy on the track really quickly.
You made the connection for him, and he saw it.
Right, exactly. So it was
That's really great.
And he first started off saying, corporations get their power from the taxpayers. And he really didn't know.
Yeah, and I find that that's the case. I mean, with any of these mass movements, they're full, whether we're talking about the Tea Party or we're talking about Occupy, they're full of people who just, they are angry enough to know, you know, like they figured out that something's wrong. They may have even identified the problems correctly, but they might have a few disconnects here and there that are really routing their thoughts in the wrong direction. And I think you've done a great job, Doug, of just helping, you know, gently show somebody, well, maybe you need to look at it this way. And then they did, and it made sense. And it should make sense because the Liberty position is sensible and logical. And not only that, it's practical and it's moral. So coming into these movements, the Occupy movement, with this particular viewpoint, as long as you're speaking their language, is going to work. You can't go into the Occupy movement and start talking about ending taxes or, you know, just doing kind of like taking it from, you can't go in with the same rhetoric that you would use at a Tea Party. They're going to run you out of there on a rail. But if you can figure out how to speak to them and empathize with them, then they're going to listen to you, because they sure as hell aren't hearing any solutions from the politicians.
No. Hey, speaking their language, here's a great turn of phrase that someone told me about that makes so much sense when talking to the lefties and the hardcore statists who don't even know their statists, you know, the liberals and socialists, however they describe themselves. You say something like, the workers own their labor. So right there, because they're always trying to say, well, what do the workers have? Well, when you start the ownership thing, the workers own their labor. And then who can deny that? You're using their language a little bit. It looks kind of good.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
Quickly here, the guy who called earlier about the Good Samaritan law, I think the Good Samaritan law doesn't say that if you run across someone who needs help and you don't help them, you could be committing a crime. I think what it says is that if you try to help someone, when you're being a good Samaritan, you're trying to help someone, and then through doing the best help that you can, you might accidentally cause harm. Like if you improperly give them CPR, mm-hmm. or you didn't know how to do it right, or you didn't know what they needed, or whatever the case is, you cannot be held liable for their harm that you have caused while trying to help them.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to go out on a limb and say that, because I don't want people to run out and you know, try to help people where otherwise they might be found liable for something. I know that I know that the society is very litigious, and that the people don't want to help others because they're worried that they might get sued. So I'd be cautious about that, and it would deserve more research by anybody that wanted to know more.
Correct.
Doug, anything else you want to share tonight?
No. Good luck to your show, guys.
Great story out there about the Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Minneapolis. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. So that's a great example of what he shared about his interaction with one person at Occupy Minneapolis that helped somebody make a connection. And if you think about it, the more they have those encounters, the more likely they'll start to see the Liberty viewpoint as something that's legitimate. I mean, it's one thing for you to be the one lone Liberty nut at one of these events, but it's another thing for there to be multiple Liberty-minded people attending these and talking about these ideas. So,
sure. Yeah, I can see the benefit in that. And I do plan on attending maybe a few more or a few of these general assemblies, you know, see what they like. Like you said, when you first started going, just kind of listen at first, you know, and maybe if something I feel strongly enough comes up, I'll talk about it. But
that's how I've pretty much been approaching things, and also speaking up when I feel I have something I can communicate that's of value. So, for instance, yesterday they were talking about doing this mic check of Obama. Obama's going to be speaking tomorrow in Manchester, so it's going to be difficult for them because they had to go this morning, wait at early in the morning in a huge line likely to get tickets for this event.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get the tickets, they're still checking your name with a background check. Like, this is, you know, Obama, so you've got the Secret Service, not just Ron Paul where you just walk in, everybody's cool.
Sure.
But with this, it's pretty serious. So first they actually have to get through the background check, get into the event, and then successfully do their mic check. You know, I forget where I was going to go with that whole point about the mic check. But
right.
They've got their work cut out for them if they, you know, if they think they're going to pull that one off tomorrow. I hope that they do, because I think it'll be great. But it's going to be a real challenge for them.
No, sure.
But going out to these events, I think is well worthwhile. And the more people we can get out there, the better. Which is why you see differences between the different Occupy groups. Like, for instance, is Occupy Oakland. is very, very lefty and doing really disobedient things that I disagree with, like occupying the port of Oakland, stopping people from doing business.
They've been breaking into buildings, too, haven't they? Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me.
I read that they're actually, like, breaking locks of private buildings.
You go squat in a building somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. So, but then you compare that to, you know, Occupy Keene, and things here are much, much more mellow. There's been a bank outreach where people were encouraged to close their big bank account at Bank of America and move to a local credit union or a local bank. Mm-hmm. I fully support that particular activism. So I was behind that. The next thing is what they call Plaid Friday, where they're going to be encouraging people who are going to be shopping on Friday at Black Friday to wear plaid and go shopping at a local business or local businesses instead of the big corporate stores. I mean, I'm not going to stop shopping at Walmart personally, but I understand that particular thing, and I'm not opposed to buying locally, so I can help with that too, you know. So anything that they're doing that I don't have an opposition, like a real vehement opposition to, I'm willing to help them out that far.
Sure.
And when you're helpful and when you're quiet, people want to talk to you. They, you know, they want to know what you think.
I love me some Target.
So that's the way to. So I think, Luther, that's the way to approach things. Show up. If you don't listen to somebody, how can you know what to say to them? How can you know how to address their concerns? So going in and being a good listener first is really an important aspect. Then getting to know these people, you know, person to person. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And I found that some of them are pretty hardcore. There's one guy who he feels like he hasn't occupied until he's been arrested for something. So, like, there's some pretty hardcore activists out here, too, which is cool. Hour 2's up next. Take control. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org. And we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.